So some people are concerned. Some people are applauding Trump's pick of Harmeet Dhillon to lead the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division. As LifeSite News points out, she was the lawyer for David Dalyden, the guy for the Center for Medical Progress. Remember, he had the undercover videos showing that Planned Parenthood was more than willing to negotiate for baby parts. I want that Lamborghini and all the rest of that stuff. And it was Lala Harris who came after him. Came after him. Didn't do anything for Planned Parenthood. No. Not gonna pay attention to that. We're going to come after him for recording these conversations. And she did. And then when she became senator, it got passed on to Javier Becerra, who is now the head of HHS for Biden. So the two of them as a state attorney general, and now there's a third person who is continuing on this persecution of David Dalyden, who exposed this heinous trafficking in body parts. Now, Harmeet Dhillon was his lawyer. I find that very interesting. Because, and they say, well, that's good, you know, because she was defending him and his civil rights. And it is good that she would defend him and his civil rights. But how many times did you hear me say that the Republicans are so afraid of abortion? I said, you know, if they wanted to go bold, they would show what a baby is. If they wanted to go really bold, they'd show what an abortion is. And it would be pretty bold for them to do a positive pro-life ad to show the reality of babies. You know, mom, apple pie, babies, you don't want to get behind that, GOP? Where's your family values? But I said, if they don't have the stomach to do either one of those, it would be a perfect point for them to attack Lala Harris, who was the one who persecuted the guy who exposed the crime of trafficking in body parts. You want to show how heinous abortion is? You want to show how heinous Planned Parenthood is and callous they are? And you want to show Lala's connection to all that? That was the obvious thing to do. And yet, Harmeet Dhillon, and I just realized that she was the lawyer for David Dalyden. I didn't realize that. But she spoke at the Republican convention, remember? The RNC convention. She had a lot of, it created a real controversy because she got up and she puts a prayer shawl on her head. And she prays to Wahaguru, the only true God. Remember that? She is, I think, a Sikh or something like that. And you had all these Republicans bowing their heads and, you know, in agreement with her praying to Wahaguru, the only true God. And a lot of people said, look, she's got her religious freedom. She can say what she wants, but that's beyond the pale for her to say that, perhaps. I don't know. I mean, I would say that about Jesus, the one true God. I would have no qualms about that. That's her religious thing there. But the issue I had was the Republicans that were there, bowing their head. Are they Sikh or are they just spineless? Right? Do anything. And yet, my point about talking about Harmeet Dhillon is that she was very well known to them, given a speaking part there. Now he's making her the head of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, all of this stuff. They knew about all this. Why are they putting her there? Because they knew that she was defending David Dalyden. Why wouldn't the Republicans talk about that? Again, it is the most obvious thing to cut the rug out from underneath Lala because she was involved in all of that.
That's right, boys and girls. There's a post-election sale on silver and gold. Trump euphoria has caused a dip in silver and gold. It's time to buy some metals with fiat dollars before they come to their senses. Go to davidknight.gold to get in touch with the wise wolf himself, Tony Arterburn. He knows where to look to find silver and gold.